Lakers Carpool is brought to you by Hook Products USA. Truck lovers, tow hook covers finally are here. Introducing Tokes, a first-of-its-kind tow hook cover that is a great way to personalize your truck's factory tow hooks. Tokes are made in the USA out of high-grade silicone rubber that clasps right over your truck's factory tow hooks so it installs in seconds and no tools are needed. With colors red, white, blue, pink, and amber, and costing just $34.95 per pair, Tokes are a unique and affordable way to customize your truck. Go to hookproductsusa.com and head over to the compatibility tool to make sure that Tokes will fit over your truck's tow hooks. After that, checkout is super easy and your truck will be rocking its Tokes in no time. Again, that's hookproductsusa.com for Tokes, the original tow hook cover. Welcome to Lakers Carpool. My name is James Brooks. I'm your host. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. It's been a minute since I last recorded an episode. Been doing some stuff around the house. We ripped up a bunch of tile in the house to put in some new flooring and whatnot. So it's just been a crazy, crazy time in the Brooks household. So I haven't had time to record a podcast lately. So I figured I'd just jump on. Had a few moments here. Jump on, record a little bit, talk about the Lakers and how we've been doing and all that stuff, and then send you on your merry ways. So the Lakers are sitting at 10-7 on the season so far. Since my last episode, which, gosh, how long ago was that? Let me see. I think the last time I posted an episode, the Lakers were on a 2-game win streak or something, which since then, you know, it's been a minute since then. It's been a couple weeks. So let me see. So since my last episode, the Lakers had beaten the Suns in, I think, the in-season tournament, and we had lost to the Rockets, we'd beat the Suns, we beat the Blazers, so it's been quite some time since then. So since then, let's see, let's go all the way back. We lose to the Rockets, we beat the Suns, we beat the Blazers, so since then, we had an in-season tournament game against the Grizzlies. We played the Kings. We played the Blazers again. We played the Rockets again. We played the Jazz in the in-season tournament. We played the Mavericks, and then we played the Cavaliers. So we've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games since my last episode. So I'm sorry about that. I like to try and do these at least once a week if I can, but, you know, like I said, it's just been crazy lately. So the Lakers, since my last episode, we have beaten the Grizzlies, so we turned that 2-game win streak that I had posted about in the last episode to a 3-game win streak. We beat the Grizzlies, we destroyed the Grizzlies in the in-season tournament, 134-107. That was an awesome game. And, you know, the last time I was on here, we talked about the in-season tournament and how the group play works between standings and point differential, and, you know, the Lakers had beaten the Suns in the in-season tournament, and we're talking about how we only ended up winning that game by 3 points when it could have been 6 points because they hit a three at the last second. And I was curious about how that could or might affect the Lakers standing in group play for the in-season tournament. Well, the Lakers went out and they beat the Grizzlies 134-107, absolutely destroying them, getting a win by 27 points, if my math is correct. And just, again, yeah, just totally destroying. We've scored 37 points in both the first and second quarters of that game, 33 points in the third quarter, 27 in the fourth. It just was never in doubt in that game. With, let's see, D'Lo, 24 points, Rui Hachimura, 23 points off the bench, LeBron, 16, AD, 19. LeBron only had to play 23 minutes in that game, which was awesome. AD only played 27 minutes in that game. Austin Reeves had 29 minutes off the bench with 16 points. Jackson Hayes put up 11 points. So overall, just a great team win. And we set a record in that game on three-pointer. I think we hit the most three-pointers ever in Lakers history, or maybe even NBA history. It was pretty crazy. We hit 22 threes, shot 62.9% in the game, 58% from the field. So by far our best shooting performance of the season. And we hit 22 of 35 threes in that game and put up 134 points. So a great win by the Lakers in that game. We go on after that game. We played the Kings at home, which we were looking for some revenge. We had lost to the Kings in overtime earlier this season. But this was the second night of a back-to-back after the Grizzlies game. So we go up and we put up 134 points, shoot almost 63% from three. destroy the Grizzlies, and then come out pretty flat against the Kings. The Kings beat us 125-110. That game was kind of weird, where it was, you know, we gave up 38 points in the first quarter. We put up 34 points of our own in the second quarter, but also allowed them to score 34 points in the second quarter. And then, you know, came out and got outscored by 11 points in the third quarter, 32-21. Came out in the fourth quarter and made it a game, scored 30 points in the fourth quarter, only gave up 21 to them in the fourth quarter, but overall wasn't enough, and we lost that game by 15. Sacramento, you know, they're one of the better teams in the West right now. They're a team that we would like to be able to see the Lakers beat, right? Like, we always talk about this in the regular season, right? Like, how much does it matter getting these milestone wins or milestone games against some of the better teams in the league, right? Like the Kings, you think the Kings, the Mavericks, the Nuggets, the Suns. And to some degree, like, you know, a loss on November 15th or November 14th or whatever date it was, November 15th to the Kings, doesn't really mean a lot. Not necessarily, you know, like, in this game, Davis did not play well. Only had 9 points in 35 minutes. LeBron played great, 28 points in 35 minutes. D'Lo played great, 28 points in 35 minutes. Our bench came up and did nothing. 5 points from Rui in 18 minutes. 9 points from Reeves in 34 minutes. 3 points from Hayes in 13 minutes. And 5 points from Wood in nine minutes. You know, like, it's just not good enough if that's all we're getting from our bench. That coupled, you know, even with the bad Anthony Davis game, if we could get 15 from Rui or 15 from Reeves, you know, that's the difference. That makes it a closer game, right? Because we got 28 from both D'Lo and LeBron, you know. If you're getting 25 to 30 points from two of your starters, generally, if your bench and your role players do what needs to be done, then they'll be, you know, you'll be competing at least in that game. But because our bench came up with nothing and Anthony Davis came up with nothing, we ended up losing that game by 15. And it felt like a blowout for most of the game. Moving on, the Lakers played the Blazers in the in-season tournament. This was on Friday, back on November 17th. So we're still, you know, 10 days back from there, you know. So the Lakers won that game 107-95. The Blazers are not a good team. This is a game we should have won. We should have won by a lot, and we did get the win by 12 points. Again, another basically blowout win in the in-season tournament, which was great from a point differential standpoint. In this game, LeBron, another just amazing game, 35 points in 35 minutes, 13 of 22. AD at 16 points, 14 rebounds. D'Lo, 14 points in 29 minutes. We got 10 points from Christian Wood off the bench, 7 from Reeves and Rui, both off the bench. You know, not a great bench performance game there, but, you know, we did enough to get the win. And this game was in Portland, so, you know, it's always kind of a tough-ish place to play in Portland, so Lakers pull out the win against the Blazers again. So that was our second time beating them within a week. And then from there, we went on to play the Rockets Sunday, November 19th. And this game was a frustrating game. You know, we ended up winning the game. We won the game 105-104. You know, we gave up 28 points in the first quarter to them, 27 in the second, 29 in the fourth. Our only really good defensive quarter was in the third quarter, where we outscored them 32-20, which was a good way to come out the half. You know, a lot of times the Lakers come out the half and they don't play well in the third quarter coming into halftime. But, you know, definitely a frustrating game. You know, LeBron had another great game, 37 points in 40 minutes. AD had 27 points in 33 minutes. So this was the first good game we got from Anthony Davis in a few games, which was nice to see. He went 11 of 15 from the field, pulled down 10 rebounds, had 3 assists. He did end up fouling out, though, at one point later in the game. So that was part of what made the end of this game so stressful. LeBron, again, 37 points. Reeves had 17 off the bench. Rui had 11 off the bench. Got 0 points from Christian Wood and Jackson Hayes. So, but, I mean, at the end of the day, it was enough to get the win. But you would like to be able to score more than 105 points against the Rockets, personally. Especially when you're getting 37 and 27 from LeBron and Anthony Davis. You know, D'Lo came out with a pretty bad game. 1 of 8 from the field for only 4 points. Cam Reddish, only 7 points. Torian Prince, 2 points. 1 of 11. 1 for 11. Torian Prince was a terrible game from him. we shot 20% from 3, 6 of 29. And 47% from the field. So, you know, there's a world where we easily lose this game. You know, Şengün 23 points, Dylan Brooks had 24 points, Fred VanVleet had 15 points for them, you know. So overall, not a great game, but we did pull out the win, which at the end of the day, a win is a win. And, you know, again, we're still, at this point, we're mid-November. We beat the Rockets by 1 point. It's definitely frustrating, but at least LeBron's looking good. Anthony Davis looked good. And, you know, Reeves looked decent. D'Lo, right, he's had some good games. He had some good games before this. So, like, him not having a great game, you know, it happens, right? You can't look at every game under a microscope in certain ways, right? Like, this is the story of the whole season and how we play throughout the whole season, how we adjust and stuff. And, yeah, guys are going to have bad games every once in a while, you know? So from there, we had our last in-season tournament group play game against the Jazz. This was at home on last Tuesday, and the Lakers destroyed the Jazz 131-99. So again, going back to that discussion that I was having with myself, you know, on the podcast about point differential, at this point, you know, it didn't matter. It did not matter at all. The Lakers win 131-99, a 32-point win, which is just huge. You know, we outscored them 32-17 in the first quarter, 30-24 in the second quarter. We put up 40 points in the third quarter and 29 in the fourth quarter. Only giving up, well, we gave up 34 in the third, which isn't great, and then 24 in the fourth. So overall, a good game there to beat Utah. You know, they're 4-10 at this point. They were 4-10 in the on the season, so they're not the best team out there. You know, they they shot an abysmal 25% from three, 38.8% from the field. So they just didn't shoot very well. You know, Lauri Markkanen only had 10 points on 4-10 shooting. Collins had 15 points on 6-12 shooting. George, 9 points on 3-11 shooting. Their highest scorer was Omar Yurtseven, 6'11 guy. He's averaging 4.3 points this season. He had 18 off the bench, you know. So just one of those games for them where on our end we had 26 from AD, 17 from LeBron, 20 from D'Lo. Cam Reddish did get hurt in this game, which is a different story, you know, different talking point a little bit. But Cam Reddish only played 5 minutes in this game, and before leaving with I think it was an ankle injury. And this game is where our bench looked really good, and this is something that we want to see more often, right? 19 points from Reeves in 26 minutes, 10 points from Hayes in 19 minutes, 16 from Christian Wood in 27 minutes, and 12 points from Rui Hachimura in 28 minutes. Four guys in double figures off the bench, playing almost 20 minutes plus. The only one that wasn't in the 20-minute range was Jackson Hayes, who was at 19. You know, so pretty much all playing 20 minutes. And it's a blowout, so they get more playing time because it's a blowout in that sense. You know, LeBron only had to play 24 minutes in that game, which is awesome, right? Like, being able to limit how many minutes LeBron plays this season should hopefully help limit injuries, help us drastically in the playoffs, and, you know, just keeping him as fresh as possible, things like that. So, you know, overall a great win. And this win clinched our, you know, I forget how they do it, like number one seed or whatever in the in the in-season tournament. So in the group standings, like in the wild card group standings, we ended up 4-0, number one in the West with a plus 74 point differential. There are still teams that haven't played all four games. So Sacramento still has to play their fourth game. Who's the other? Dallas has only played three. OKC's only played three. Houston, Golden State, Minnesota, they've only played three. So things could shake up depending, you know, so you have the leaders in the three groups, and then you have one wild card. So as of right now, you have Lakers number one in the West, 4-0 in the group play with a plus 74 point differential. Sacramento's 3-0 with a plus 29 point differential. New Orleans is 3-1 with a plus 33. Phoenix is 3-1 with a plus 34 in the wild card spot. And then Houston is 2-1. Golden State's 2-1. It's possible that Houston, if they win, you know, by 19 points in their next game, that they could jump Phoenix for the wild card spot in the end season tournament. Sacramento, right? They have one more game. They are let's see, 45. They would have to win their next game by 46 points, I think, to jump ahead of the Lakers as like the number one seed in the West for the in-season tournament. So let me see schedule-wise who Sacramento plays next. I mean, they're not going to – if they won their next game by 45 points, then, like, you know, props to them, right? Like, that would be amazing for them. So I don't think that's something really to be concerned about. I think it's pretty much in the bag for the Lakers to be the number one seed going into the knockout rounds. So they play the Warriors. So the Warriors need – so this is kind of interesting from a standing standpoint. The Warriors are 2-1 with a plus 5 point differential. They still have a chance to jump into the wild card, but they would need Houston to lose, and they would need to outscore the Kings by 30 points, because Phoenix is a plus 34 point differential at 3-1. If Golden State won if they beat Sacramento by 30 points, they would be 31 with a plus 35 point differential. So, I mean, it's pretty unlikely that they go out and beat Sacramento by 30 points, but that's possible. Sacramento, like I said, if they won and won by 45 points, then they could jump the Lakers for the number one spot in the West, but that's unlikely to happen as well. So just some things to look for, you know, as if you're a Lakers fan, or even if you're not a Lakers fan, but I'm assuming most of you listening to this are Lakers fans. If you're a Lakers fan and you're looking for something to watch on Friday, and I don't think the Lakers play Friday, or do they? Let's find out. They don't, yeah. So if you're looking for something to watch on Friday, you know, you tune into that Sacramento Golden State game in season tournament, and you can root for Golden State to win by 30 points, because that would knock the Suns out. And that would solidify the Lakers as the number one seed. So, again, it's not likely that either of those things happen, but you never know. You never know. So, anyways, the Lakers, with that huge win against the Jazz, basically solidified themselves as the number one spot in the West in the group play situation. And then we went on to play the Mavericks, another second game on a back-to-back. And this was a game that was like most of us were kind of considering a scheduled loss, right? Like, you're playing the Mavericks, who are a pretty good team, on the second night of a back-to-back after playing really well against the Jazz. And it just seemed like one of those games where it's like, yeah, we can't really assume that we'll win this game. It's just tough to turn around like that and get a win against a good team. But the Lakers played the game pretty well. We had a chance to win the game. You know, we had been down, we pulled up, you know, we came back and made it a game. We had the lead with like a minute left, under a minute left. Kyrie hit a big three that put them, I think, up three. I think they tied the game, and then we hit the three by Kyrie, who had 28 points. Luka had 30 points. You know, just a not a great AD game again. He only had 10 points on 4 of 10 shooting, which is a little frustrating. LeBron, 26 points in 36 minutes. Not the most efficient, but he did go 4 for 9 from three. We shot 37, almost 38% from three, which is pretty decent as a team. Reeves had 17 off the bench. Rui had 9 off the bench. D'Lo, 15 off the bench. Max Christie got the start in this game. This is partially because of Cam Reddish's injury, which was an ankle injury. And just it's kind of tough, right? When you're putting Max Christie out there as the main person to be guarding Kyrie Irving or, you know, whoever. I think, pretty sure he was covering Kyrie. It's kind of tough, you know. And I mean, he's a young guy. It's good to give him some reps early in the season. And it's a game. It's one of those things where that was a game that we probably should have lost anyway, but we had a chance to win, which was, you know, I'd rather us be fighting and always have a chance to win, even if we end up losing. It's frustrating either way, right? It's frustrating if you get blown out by 30 points, and it's frustrating if you lose a game on a last-second three-pointer or something. You know, losing is frustrating no matter what. I'd rather be in the game and have a chance to win and show that we're competitive with the best teams in the league. You know, like, I'd rather us – if we're going to lose to the Nuggets, I'd rather us lose by 3 points than lose by 25. just to show that we're competitive and we belong in the same conversation as these teams. So it's a frustrating loss. Any loss is frustrating, but at the end of the day, like, that was probably going to be a loss anyway, and we battled and fought through, you know, we fought through a tough game from Anthony Davis, right? Like, you know, Dallas had a 20-point lead in this game, and Dallas, we fought back after being down 20 and made it a game, had a chance to win. We held the Mavericks to 13 points in the fourth quarter. This is something the Lakers have done a ton, is we'll kind of play around with our food. We won't play that great. We'll be losing by 15, 20 points, 10 points. You know, we'll be losing the game. It'll seem like the game's over, like we don't have a chance. And then we go out in the fourth quarter and we hold a team to under 20 points in the fourth quarter. And either a lot of times we win those games. In this case, we didn't get the win because Kyrie hit a big shot, and you know, it is what it is. But we outscored them 30-13 in the fourth quarter. That's insane. We had a few possessions down the stretch that were a little tough. You know, we had a three-pointer by LeBron that he missed with, like, I forget how much time was left on the clock, but it was late in the game. Not the best possession by LeBron in that sense. But LeBron had 16 of our 30 fourth-quarter points, which was pretty impressive for a team that was struggling. We were down 20 points in this game. We had a chance to win, and that's all you can really ask for, is that you know, if you're not going to win the game, at least give us a shot to win. So it's a frustrating loss. We don't get the win, but we go on starting a road trip in Cleveland, you know, LeBron going back to Cleveland, and we end up getting a win against the Cavs, 121-115, a close game, but a game that we ended up kind of controlling, I felt like, in the fourth quarter. Anthony Davis came out and played a great game, 32 points in 38 minutes, 13 of 20 from the field. LeBron put up 22 points himself. Not the best shooting night from LeBron. He was 8 for 23, only 1 for 9 from 3. Let's see, D'Lo, 10 points. Cam Reddish was still out, so Max Christie got the start again. He had 12 points on 5 of 7 shooting. That's pretty good. And then our bench, again, double digits from the bench. We played a tight rotation. Only 8 guys played, but we had Reeves with 15 off the bench, Jackson Hayes with 10 off the bench, and Christian Wood with 13 off the bench. So overall, just a great team performance to get a win against a Cleveland team that's pretty good. You know, they're 8-8 on the season, or at least after that game, they're 8-8. And, you know, they're a team between, like, Mitchell and Garland and Mobley and Allen. You know, like, they have a solid squad there, and that's a game that we could easily lose. You know, that's a game going into that game, I did not feel great about it. Even though LeBron's going back to Cleveland and he feels like he wants to win that game, I'm sure. But, you know, I didn't feel great about going into that game. I feel like playing the Cavs is almost a similar vibe as playing the Mavericks, you know? Like, we're probably better talent-wise than those teams. We probably should win those games, but they still have enough talent that in a regular season game in November, they're going to probably pull out the win. That's kind of how I feel. Starting off the road trip with a nice win against Cleveland was awesome. And now here we are. And the Lakers, actually, as we're speaking, the Laker game just started against the Sixers. Lakers are up 4-0 with 10:29 to go in the first quarter. So that's kind of like everything we missed since my last episode. That was a lot of information, a lot of stuff to catch up on. The fun stuff is coming up in mid-ish December, early to mid-December, which is the in-season tournament single elimination games. And I think it's single elimination, the knockout rounds and whatnot. So that's coming up soon. Lakers playing the Sixers, which, again, that's a tough game. The Sixers are a good team. Sixers are 11-5. Lakers are 10-7. So, you know, a game that, again, going into it, I don't have great expectations, but if we plan on being a championship contender this season, these are the teams that we have to beat, you know. So I think that we should beat the Sixers. Will we beat the Sixers? I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't, but we should beat them. I feel like we haven't had much luck against Philadelphia, in Philadelphia especially, and we're playing in Philly. So I don't have the highest of expectations against the Sixers, but, you know, we'll see what happens. 4-1 currently with 10:11 to go in the first. So from there, we play the Pistons in Detroit, I'm assuming. Yep, in Detroit. And then we play the Thunder in OKC, which they're giving us a very, ESPN's giving us a very, very, very small chance to win that game, which I guess OKC is 11-5, or, you know, like, I keep forgetting that, like, SGA is one of the best players in the NBA. You know, he's like an all NBA player right now. And they got a good young squad that, again, they're a team that is easy to lose to in the regular season, even if our team in theory is better from a talent standpoint. So looking at the, let's see. Yeah, it looks like Cam Reddish is still out. Max Christie has gotten the start again tonight. Max Christie, D'Lo, LeBron, Torian Prince, AD. And, you know, it's a good test playing the Sixers, right? This is one of those milestone games where it's like, if we want to be a contender, we should be able to beat a team like this. Will we? You know, that's the question remains to be seen. It's a team that we could very easily lose to, but it's also a team that we should 100% beat. So we're down some guys, right? Like Jared Vanderbilt's still hurt. Gabe Vincent's still hurt. Now Cam Reddish is hurt. That's a lot of, you know, really good players defensively for us that are unavailable. So it's going to be tough to beat teams like the Sixers and the Mavericks and, you know, different teams that are also trying to be championship contenders when we're down so many great defensive pieces. So it's definitely a challenge and something to keep in mind. You know, like every game has its own context, right? Like you can look at a box score, you can look at a game and be like, man, the Lakers lost to the Sixers. They never beat good teams or whatever. And it's like, yeah, it's frustrating. You know, the Lakers should still be able to probably beat the Sixers with the talent they have. But this team was built to play with Jared Vanderbilt and Gabe Vincent and Cam Reddish. And yeah, those guys aren't superstars. Those guys aren't going to put up 30 points a game for us. But they're important pieces and important role players. And until we have those guys, it's really hard to judge this team and to really hold super, super, super high expectations. So you just have to hope that D'Lo and AD and LeBron and Reeves, you know, those types of guys come out and play hard and are able to get their points and get some buckets and turn around on the defensive side and play enough defense to hold teams, you know, 110 points or less or so, you know. And if the Lakers can get things going between AD and LeBron and Reeves and D'Lo, like I mentioned, you know, hopefully we can score more than 110 points and we can win those games. So hopefully those guys come back. I haven't seen any reports recently. There might be things floating around there on Twitter, but I haven't looked at it or seen anything come up. So I don't know what the deal is with Gabe Vincent or Vanderbilt or Cam Reddish. I'm assuming they'll be back at some point this season. But until then, we got to do what we got to do with the team that we have. And the Lakers, I think so far they've been doing that. You know, they've been getting wins when they need to get the wins. They've been obviously prioritizing winning these in-season tournament games, which has been fun and exciting and stuff. So we'll see what happens with the Lakers, and hopefully these guys can get healthy soon, get back on the court, and the Lakers can get a full healthy squad and get some wins and keep moving up on in the Western Conference standings. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Lakers Carpool. If you enjoyed the episode, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts and share it on social media with your friends. You can find the podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or most places where you listen to podcasts. Again, thank you so much for listening, and go Lakers.
2.1 seconds remaining. Denver a foul to give. Jokic trying to disrupt Rondo. He puts it in. Here's Davis, 4-3 in the win. Oh, it's good! Anthony Davis has won it for the Lakers!